If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Kennedy, we have Livy Bedard joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe this morning.
Hi, Livy.
Hi, guys. How are you?
We're doing great. And tell us what's going on here. So it's the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society Visionary of the Year. What is this all about?
Yes. Okay. So I'll talk a little bit about what the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society is first. The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society is an organization that's mission is to raise money for patient support, research, and advocacy for leukemia, lymphoma, Hodgkin's disease, and myeloma. And since 1990, they've raised over $500 million for the LLS mission.
Wow.
And a little bit of what I'm doing is every year candidates are nominated to compete in a 10-week challenge to raise the most funds for the mission. This year, I'm up against 11 other candidates as the first college student to ever do it, so I'm a little bit nervous, but I'm very excited.
Just the first college student to ever have done this?
Yes.
Oh my gosh, so how were you selected?
So I was nominated by a committee, and I'll tell you a little bit about my why. So when I was in seventh grade, my best friend Kaylee was diagnosed with a rare form of leukemia, and I was able to go into treatment with her some days, and I could see how tough it was, and it took every ounce of strength for her to fight and beat this cancer. And this year, I was nominated for the LLS organization campaign, and I am going to be raising money for patient support so I can help people just like Kaylee and their families who are going through this. And I'm very excited to be able to give back like this.
And what is the goal of your team? How much are you guys hoping to raise?
My goal is $500,000.
It's a lot of cheddar, Livy.
Wow.
It is.
And where are you sitting right now?
I'm not allowed to say, but...
Okay.
Oh, okay. I get that.
We're hoping that we'll reach it. I have a team of people helping me, so we're excited.
Okay, so how can people donate?
I have a website. It's called bettertogether.team, and you can just donate right from there.
Bettertogether.team.
Yes.
What a thing to do.
She's a pretty special young lady in just a few minutes that we've been talking with her. You know, it sounds like you're putting a lot of other people ahead of yourself, and that's pretty special because a lot of people wouldn't do that. The time that you gave up to go be with your friend while she was going through treatments, Kaylee. I mean, that says a lot about who you are as a person, and that's pretty special.
Raising $500,000 in between her full college courses.
Yep, it's a little bit much, but I'm excited to do it.
Well, we believe in you wholeheartedly, and we want to see you be nothing but successful. So if you guys want to know how to donate, we can get you that information, but you keep us posted. And if you're getting to the end and you're not there yet, you call us and we'll get you there. You hear me?
Okay, yes, definitely.
All right. All right.
Yeah, so if you want the link, just text us here in the studio at 617-655-1234. We'll also post it when we put this up in the podcast. But you can text us right now in the studio at 617-655-1234. Livvy, you are now officially a member of the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for coming on the show and sharing that with us.
Of course. Thank you, guys.
All right, hon.
All right,
bye,
Livvy.
Bye.
And if you want to be a part of our Good Vibe Tribe, we'd love to have you. You want to share a story like that? It's super simple. Give us a call. Drop us a text here in the studio at 617-655-1234. It could be you're out raising $500,000 or you start a new job.
Big or small, we accept them all.
That is exactly right. So again, 617-655-1234. Call or text to be a part of the Good Vibe Tribe. I have some audio from the NCAA Men's Basketball Championship game last night. Dan, did you stay up and watch it?
I sure didn't. Was game, BC in it?
The game didn't start until like 9 o'clock last night. It was happening down in Texas, I believe. San Antonio is where it was happening. And it was the Florida Gators versus Houston, who had upset the Duke Blue Devils. And this is what the end of the game sounded like.
Florida leads it by two.
Uzan got to go.
Uzan, give it up. Cryer, 6 seconds, 5 seconds, short.
He walked. He can't touch it.
He can't. 1 second.
They have the most annoying celebration thing ever, too, to me.
But the Gator Chomp?
The Gator Chomp. Not a fan. Not a fan. Love them. Congratulations. Don't like that, though.
What a moment for those college kids, man.
Can you imagine?
21 years old, you just won a national championship.
They spend their entire, you know, their entire childhood, every weekend somewhere playing basketball, and then rise to the pinnacle. It's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-655-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
So I have my wife, Lana, on the hotline right now, producer Dan.
Nice and early, too.
It is early. Kennedy is out this morning. Lana and I have been texting a little bit, and I just thought it was better to just have a conversation with her on the air about what's happening at the house right now. Good morning, babe.
Good morning.
I know it's early. Thank
you. Sorry. I just woke up.
Yeah.
Not too long ago. You want to have a conversation with me on the air about this?
Yeah. Because I don't know if you know the context of what's going on with him. So
I'm going to assume when you say him, you're not talking about Cisco.
No, we're talking about Barrett. And yeah, he had a lacrosse game yesterday. And he wasn't feeling well yesterday. And so he took some medicine. We went to the game. He told his coach, who is also a teacher at the school, I don't feel great. I don't know what the plan is for tomorrow. Now, he's the only goalie on his lacrosse team. They would have to bring up somebody from another team. And so she said, well, if you will go in the morning and get checked out, if you're sick or whatever, if you at least come to school for the last two classes, then you can play in the game.
Yeah, meaning if he is not sick.
Right.
I mean, he wouldn't go into school if he was sick if he went to the doctor this morning. Mm-hmm. What are your angling here?
Well, it just seemed like he was angling to just miss the first two-thirds of school and then show up for the last two classes and then go like he was okay to play lacrosse.
Well, have you met Barrett? Barrett has never missed a lacrosse game. So this kid is saying he's sick and he cannot go to school, and he looks sick.
He does.
And he does. And okay. Like, and the history of him being a goalie, he's never really had a backup goalie. He's never missed a game.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's like...
Well, this is... He does. You're right. Yeah. He doesn't want to miss the game. He just wants to miss...
Okay, so he's not faking sick. He's actually sick. He just wants to
tell.
Be there for his team.
Right, but...
Well, that's not bad, then.
No, but... Maybe yesterday he was like teetering because exaggerating a little bit, but he still got his butt out there and played yesterday.
But last night he checked his temperature, and Lana, what happened when he checked his temperature?
He didn't even have a normal body temperature. It was below.
It was like 98.
Like 96.
Or 96.
No, it was like 96 point something. I was like, what's wrong with you? Are you dead?
I'm sweating. I'm shivering. I'm so sick. And then
now, I took his temperature this morning, and he did have a low-grade fever.
Oh, okay. Yes. I didn't know that part. Okay.
Yes, he has a low-grade fever. I feel like he's probably sick.
All right.
Does he probably not want to do schoolwork? I mean, that's every day of his life. But,
that's what I was worried about.
I mean, but that's not anything out of the norm. But, I mean, I do think he's already had a four-day weekend. He has next Friday off, and he's off for spring break the week after that.
Now, the bishop gave him off yesterday?
Yeah, the bishop gave him off yesterday. I mean, like, he couldn't possibly need more time off of school. I mean, I think he's legit.
Are you going to make him go to school sick?
I would not do that. Not if he has a low-grade fever. But, I mean, if he was like, my throat hurts, yes, I would pump him with some medicine and be like, get out the door, you know?
Right. Well, maybe you can take him in first thing this morning and kind of see what they say. And you know,
I will. I will take him first thing this morning.
All right.
Don't you worry. I got this over here where I've got that little lion snake. No, I'm just kidding.
No, just after last night when he's like, oh, I'm too hot. I'm shivering.
Are you guys going to let him play lacrosse tonight? Or are you going to be like, oh, no, I think you should stay home because you guys are tired of going to lacrosse.
Yeah,
the thing is he can't play if he misses school. He would have to be there a certain amount of period.
Right.
And I don't think that he needs to play if he's like this.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Sure,
I mean, he plays a lot of lacrosse and, you know, it's not letting this team down when he's really sick. But I did say that to him this morning. Hey, are you really sick? Because you're the one, you know what I mean?
Yes,
like, you need to be there. Yes, and it's not just that. I mean, he's been out of school 2 days. He needs to be at school to do work. So.
Look at you. You get to be good cop this morning. What a nice change
of pace. It is.
Your dad's like, no, go to school. And you're like, no,
you
I stood up for
home.
You.
Michael Jordan dropped 38 in the NBA Finals with the flu.
That's what I'm saying.
This could be his flu game.
Oh, wow.
Send him out there.
We could use that today after yesterday's.
Yeah, yesterday wasn't that great. All right.
I changed my mind, Barrett. Let's go get some medicine. I'll drop you at the front door of school with your bag.
Mama needs you to get a scholarship.
That's right.
All right. Love you, babe.
All right. Bye, guys.
All right. Bye.
Bye, Lana.
There goes my wife, Lana.
Where do we land on that? Is he going to school or not? I'm confused.
It sounds like she's going to take him to see the Minute Clinic or whatever, and then they'll make the decision once that happens.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah.
All right, Kennedy is out this morning. And we're going to get into the White Lotus of it all in just a minute because their ratings were absolutely through the roof. But this story is very serious that we're going to start with, and it's out of the Red Sox organization. Red Sox outfielder Jarren Duran apparently attempted suicide during the 2022 season. He revealed in the Netflix docuseries The Clubhouse, A Year with the Red Sox, which released last night at midnight. During the series on the 2024 Red Sox, Jarren Duran delves into the tumultuous start to his MLB career before becoming an all-star last season and how his play and the negative fan reaction to his performance affected him mentally. He said, I was already hearing it from fans, and what they said to me, it was like, I've told myself 10 times worse in the mirror. That was a really tough time for me. I didn't even want to be here anymore. That's when the Netflix director asked if here meant the Red Sox or on Earth. Jarren Duran from the Red Sox said, probably both. Yeah, probably both. I got to a point where I was sitting in my room. I had my rifle and I had a bullet and I pulled the trigger and the gun clicked, but nothing happened. So to this day, I think God just wanted to not let me take my own life because I seriously don't know why it didn't go off. I took it as a sign. I might have to be here for a reason, he said. So that's when I started to look myself in the mirror after the gun didn't go off. I was like, do I want to be here or do I not want to be here? It happened for a reason, and obviously you're here for a reason. So let's be the way you want to be. play the way you want to play, and live the way you want to live. Now, Red Sox President Sam Kennedy described Jaron Duran sharing his story as an act of courage that reaches beyond baseball. By opening up, he's showing others who may be struggling that they're not alone and that asking for help isn't just okay, it is essential. Sam Kennedy went on to say, every member of the Red Sox organization continues to stand with Jaron Duran. He has our deepest admiration, and he always has our full support, and we're incredibly fortunate to have him as a part of our team.
I remember the 2022 season that he was talking about, and he was playing bad, and he was getting into it with fans in Fenway Park a lot, and he mentioned in the media that he was really struggling and he wasn't in the right, you know, mental place to play.
I think there was a racial slur incident that happened with him as well during that season.
Maybe homophobic, I'm not sure.
Oh, yeah,
I don't want to speak on something I can't remember. Yeah. And, you know, you don't know what someone's actually going through off of the field or how they're feeling.
Yeah.
And it's incredible that he used his platform to do this because they were speaking about, I was watching the game last night, and they were speaking about it because the news had just dropped. I actually texted Kennedy because she sits on the board for Samaritans, a mental health organization.
Right.
And they were talking about Samaritans and putting up the hotline, and they said, Hey Sam, which is Kennedy raised $50,000 with the Wicked Long Walk for Hey Sam, which is a helpline for people 25 and under.
Right.
And since he shared his story publicly and it came out, they had received thousands of phone calls.
I want to follow up with that. So 988 is that text number. If you ever need help, you can reach out that way, 988. And then the Hey Sam, I'm going to try and bring that up in front of me because I just want to make sure I still share that as well.
People care, you're not alone, and your story can help save somebody else.
What is the number? Can you look that up while I'm going to move on to the next story? My computer's not working here. If you could look up Hey Sam or Samaritan.
439-726, it says.
There it is. Thank you, Dan. And that's the one for young people. It is managed by young people for young people. So if you're ever struggling, that is a great way to reach out and get some help. So pretty incredible journey there of Jaron Duran. And that Netflix special on the Red Sox dropped last night. And as I understand it, they dropped the entire series all at once. Elton John and Madonna have had what seems like a one-sided feud for over 20 years, with Elton trashing her publicly, seemingly for no reason. But this past weekend, they buried the hatchet, Dan.
There you go. It's about time.
Madonna went to watch Elton John on Saturday Night Live, and she confronted him after the show. And she says, quote, when I met him, the first thing out of his mouth was, forgive me. And the wall between us fell down. She says, forgiveness is a powerful tool. Within minutes, we were hugging. Then he told me he had written a song for me and he wanted to collaborate. It was like everything came full circle. She also shared, it's been hurtful to know that someone she admires so much is so outspoken about his dislike of her as an artist. He previously called her a fairground stripper and accused her of lip syncing. Elton called the whole thing a, quote, healing moment. So Elton John and Madonna, a duet coming soon, probably.
I didn't even know there was a beef. Fairground stripper is a good insult.
And just quickly, The Hollywood Reporter is saying that the supersized, incident-filled season 3 finale of The White Lotus set yet another ratings mark for the series. Sunday's 90-minute episode brought in over 6 million across all of their platforms, a first-night record for The White Lotus. It grew by 30%. From last season's final episode. As the finale, which features a bunch of shocking events, I've not seen the finale yet. I've been avoiding, I've been like Spider-Man out here, The Matrix, trying to avoid all the spoilers.
Yeah, don't go on social media.
I haven't.
I've had so many shows ruined for me because of that.
I've been trying to stay away from it all, so I'm going to try and check it out tonight if we can.
I've never seen White Lotus. I got to get on that. I love it. I just recently stole my girlfriend's HBO Max, so maybe that'll be my next show.
This was the biggest episode to date. It naturally topped previous editions. In viewers, Sunday's installment was about 50% larger than last year's season finale. Season 3 also had The White Lotus' most watched premiere to date. HBO has already ordered a fourth season of the series, which comes from creator, writer, director, and executive producer Mike White. White hinted that season 4 gears were beginning to turn, although he hasn't written anything yet. There's already pressure from HBO for season 4. When they have something they're bullish on, they want to get it out there. He said, we were supposed to start scouting in April, and I was like, guys, I haven't been home in 3 years. Yes. So there you go. That is that.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Oh, no, no, no. You can conquer Carson. You can conquer Carson. No.
Campy Kennedy is sponsored by Subaru. Love spring in a new Subaru, SubaruofNewEngland.com. Carson, say what's up to Aaron from Lowell.
Lowell. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning.
Aaron, could you please kick Carson out of the studio?
Carson, can you please leave the studio?
Yes, of course. Good luck, Aaron.
Thank you.
I don't mean it,
Lowell.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Carson today, you're going to get $100. He doesn't have a big board, but he wins more than he loses. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Question number one. Tracy Chapman wants you to buy CDs or vinyl instead of streaming music because that's how artists get paid. Which Tracy Chapman song did Luke Combs cover and bring back to the mainstream?
A Fast Car.
A goose made a nest in the Wrigley Field bleachers during a game, and a Wrigley spokesperson said, quote, "Everyone's welcome." Wrigley Field is the second most famous ballpark in America behind Fenway. Who plays there?
The Dodgers?
And question number three. The season finale of White Lotus brought in 6.2 million viewers Sunday night, which is a record for the show. Which season of White Lotus just wrapped up?
The two.
And question number four. Bad Bunny was the latest artist to perform a Tiny Desk concert. Who is Bad Bunny dating in 2023 and 2024, but they have since split?
Kardashian. What's her name? Shit. Kylie Kardashian? Fuck Kylie, though.
I need an answer.
It's the other one. Hold on. Kim. Kylie. I'll just say Kylie. I know what's wrong.
And question number five. Halle Berry will be a fan of Chris Hemsworth for life because he took care of her on the set of their upcoming movie. She said, quote, "He stood up for a woman. He didn't have to, and he did it." Hemsworth is apparently a real-life superhero on top of being Thor. What is the name of Thor's hammer?
What is it? Come on, Alex. You better get this one.
I take it somebody's with you?
Yeah, Alex. I don't know.
All right, let's get Carson back in the studio. Yeah! Carson! Ooh, that was fast. You got long legs.
I move quickly, man. 6'3", I got a long stride.
All right, Aaron and also Alex was secretly in the background helping.
Okay.
Didn't help much, though. They got 1 out of 5
correct. All right, it happens.
Oh, that's horrible.
Sooch!
All right.
Carson, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Tracy Chapman wants you to buy CDs or vinyl instead of streaming.
Love that.
Because that's how artists get paid.
Yes.
I wouldn't even know where to play a CD in this day and age.
Yeah.
Which Tracy Chapman song did Luke Combs cover and bring back to the mainstream?
Fast Car.
That is correct. 1-1. A goose made a nest in the Wrigley Field bleachers during a game, and a Wrigley spokesperson said, quote, "Everyone's welcome." Wrigley Field is the second most famous ballpark in America behind Fenway. Who plays there?
The Chicago Cubs.
Yes,
man.
Kennedy's favorite. The
Cubs.
I actually went to a game there a couple years ago. The place is beautiful.
I've never been. It's on the bucket list.
It is gorgeous.
See, 2-1. Question number three. The season finale of White Lotus brought in 6.2 million viewers Sunday night, which is a record for the show. Which season of White Lotus just wrapped up?
Season three just finished.
I knew that.
That is correct. 3-1. Bad Bunny was the latest artist to perform a Tiny Desk concert. Who was Bad Bunny dating in 2023 and 2024? But they have since split.
Is it Kylie Jenner? Who was it?
It is Kendall Jenner.
Oh, Kendall Jenner.
Kendall.
I was close. I was in the family.
Yeah. Not you bad. Were one sister away. 3-1. Question number five. Halle Berry will be a fan of Chris Hemsworth for life because he took care of her on the set of their upcoming movie.
Oh.
She says, quote, "He stood up for a woman. He didn't have to do it, and he did."
Cool.
Hemsworth is apparently a real-life superhero on top of being Thor.
Yes.
What is the name of Thor's hammer?
The Mjolnir.
Wow, I'm going to give that to you.
That's close
Mjolnir.
Enough.
Wow.
Mjolnir, that is it.
4-1, credits, Carson.
Credit Salt for me knowing that. Thank you, Salt.
You get the dub 4-1. Aaron, Alex, we appreciate you calling in and playing.
Yeah, thank you guys so much.
I know you're crossing guard. We appreciate what you do. It's going to be cold out there today.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Is there anything you'd like to say to Carson?
You're not leaving that easy.
Yeah.
What do you want to say to Carson first?
I'm marrying Alec from Lowell, and we can't beat Carson.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
All right, we're going to let you pick the tickets this morning. We're going to play Little Kid or Drunk Adult.
A classic.
It is an all-time favorite of ours, and we have stories from people, and all you have to do is figure out is the story about when they were a little kid or when they were a drunk adult. Sherry's from Somerville. Good morning.
Good morning, Carson and Dan.
Hey, Sherry.
And Kennedy, we miss you.
Yeah, Kennedy, we miss her. She is out today. We're going to let you pick your tickets this morning. Do you want to play for the 4 tickets to Harry Potter the Exhibition, where you can celebrate the behind-the-scenes filmmaking magic of the world of Harry Potter? You can buy tickets for that at harrypotterexhibition.com. Or do you want to play for a pair of tickets to see Mary J. Blige with Neo and Mario April 14th at the TD Garden? Tickets are on sale now for that at livenation.com. That's a tough choice.
It's a very tough choice. My best friend would love to go to that concert with me, but her daughter, my goddaughter, would die for the Harry Potter tickets.
Which one do you like more?
Be a good friend or be a good godmother?
Oh.
Her birthday's coming up, so I think we're going to go for the Harry Potter.
Oh, we're going for Harry Potter. Okay.
I'd have pegged you for Mary J. all day.
That's what I thought was happening.
How many people are so mad right now that they didn't get on?
All of them, Sherry, but that's not important right now.
Like, this girl's going for Harry Potter? Okay.
All right, here we go. Here is the first little kid or drunk adult. Take a listen to the story.
So one time I see my brother sleeping oh so peacefully, and I decided I wanted to get some paint, and I painted his pants from the top to the bottom.
Okay, was that a little kid or a drunk adult when that happened with her?
She sounds like an artist.
Okay.
Maybe a college artist, maybe a drunk adult.
You're going to go drunk adult?
You guys are trying to trick me. Yeah, I think you guys are trying to trick me.
I was a little kid, and he was about, like, 10 months old, and, you know, I thought he needed some pizzazz, and it was a whole lot of screaming after that, because it was permanent paint.
Oh!
Little kids will draw on your walls, your couch, their siblings.
All right, 0 for 1. Let's go to the next one, little kid or drunk adult. Take a listen.
I once tried to cook an entire frozen pizza without taking it out of the box and set the kitchen on fire.
Little kid or drunk adult, Sherry?
Drunk adult.
I was a little kid. I thought you could cook an entire pizza while still in the box. I mean, I had no idea. And I was only like 7 years old, but somehow I still managed to get the oven on. And I burned down part of my parents' kitchen, and they still remind me of this story to this day.
We know that kid's parent wasn't a firefighter.
All right, we're 0 for 2, Sherry. Come on, we can right the ship here. Little kid or drunk adult, take a listen.
I crapped my pants while wearing a Harry Potter costume.
Topical.
Little kid or drunk adult?
Drunk adult. Sticking with it. It's got to be it, right?
I was a drunk adult. I crapped my pants at a company Halloween party. It was very embarrassing. What made it worse was I was not wearing underwear, so it was quite visible. I was known through the office as Harry Pooper from there on out.
whole new meaning to Expelliarmus.
Harry Pooper?
There's two things you don't want to be. The guy who microwaves day-old fish in the break room and Harry Pooper.
All
Harry
right.
Pooper, thanks for the win.
We'll do one more here. Little kid or drunk adult?
We got to even
okay,
up the
score.
Okay,
so I was caught trying to cook pancakes on the sidewalk.
What do you think? Cooking pancakes on the sidewalk. Little kid or drunk adult?
Ooh, a lot of alcohol. Drunk adult.
I was a drunk adult. I thought the sidewalk heat would cook them. I even brought syrup and all of that jazz. Spoiler alert, it didn't work, and the cops were called because I looked sus as F.
Your strategy of guessing drunk adult for all of them
yes.
is kind of like when you take a multiple choice, you just put C for every answer.
That may or may not have been how I got my high school diploma.
Sherry, I like you. Sherry, you call this show anytime. Sherry from Somerville, congratulations. You just won yourself 4 tickets to Harry Potter the Exhibition. Celebrate the behind-the-scenes filmmaking magic of the world of Harry Potter. You can buy tickets at harrypotterexhibition.com, but you're going absolutely free, okay?
Thank you so much, guys. I'm in New Hampshire if anybody needs a cat and a cigarette.
You're a wizard, Sherry.
Carson and Kennedy.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
On Mix 1041.
Oh, no, no, no. You can't conquer Carson. You can't conquer Carson.
Had no idea you could hit those high notes, Dan.
Yeah, I'm playing guitar on this, too.
And drums.
I'm like Prince. I can play every instrument. Can't Conquer Carson today is sponsored by Subaru. A little love goes a long way in the 2025 Subaru Forester Hybrid. Learn more at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Carson, say hi to Melissa from Abington.
Hey, good morning, Melissa.
Good morning, Carson.
Melissa, how are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing very good.
She's got the day off. She's packing to go out of town, so she's just like, she's chilling at the house.
Today. Oh, you're buried the lead. You're getting out of this rainy weather.
Yeah, actually I am, for sure.
Where are you going?
I'm going to down to Daytona, Florida.
Okay, now that everyone's sufficiently jealous, can you kick Carson out of the studio?
Sure. Carson, can you please leave the studio?
Yes, of course, Melissa. Good luck.
Thank you, you too.
Five pop culture trivia questions. Get more right than Carson, you're going to win $100. Are you ready?
All right. I'm ready.
Hugh Grant says immigration officials stopped him and his wife at London's Heathrow Airport and asked their kids, are these your mom and dad? Hugh called it intrusive, insulting, and creepy. Hugh has been in three of the four Bridget Jones movies. Who stars as Bridget Jones?
You mean like the girl who actually is?
Yeah, who stars as Bridget Jones?
Renee Zellweger.
Elton John says his vision loss is so bad that he can't watch his sons play soccer or rugby anymore. He says it's stressful and distressing, but he's still grateful for the life he has. What was the name of the biopic about Elton John's life starring Taron Egerton?
Oh, man. I'm trying to think what he had a popular song as. I'm going to say, Yellow Brick Road.
All right. Question number three. Mark Hoppus from Blink-182 once went on a date with Melissa Joan Hart, and he said it was awful and that they didn't click at all. Finish this lyric from Blink-182's song, All the Small Things.
Late night, come home, work sucks, I know. She left me roses by the stairs.
Surprises let me know he cares.
One more time.
Surprises lets me know he cares.
Okay, and question number four. Actors who nailed their role so well no one could compare includes Johnny Depp as Jack Sparrow, Mike Myers as Austin Powers, and of course, Gene Wilder as Willy Wonka. Two actors have played Wonka since Gene Wilder. Can you name them both?
No, because you... Didn't you just name them? No, I can't. Johnny Depp is what I could think of.
All right, and question number five. Today in 2005, Pope John Paul II's funeral took place. Excuse me, words are hard today. Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger was elected 2 weeks later and took the name Pope Benedict XVI. What signifies the election of a new pope?
Oh, my God. A parade? I don't know.
Yep, the Pope Parade. It's very famous. Let's get Carson back in the studio, please. Carson! There he goes. He's a hustler. You can tell he was in the army. Welcome back, Carson.
Thank you.
Melissa from Abington,
mm-hmm.
who is going to Daytona, Florida today, so I don't feel too bad for her. Mm-hmm. She got 1 out of 5 correct.
1 out of 5. Aww. Okay.
So.
Yeah, that's Daytona's my stomping ground. That's spent a lot of my youth on that beach.
Daytona's the second favorite city.
Yeah, sitting in the ocean trying to surf, just sitting on a surfboard with a lot of flat waves. You just sit out there and just wait and wait and wait. You get like one wave a week.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Hugh Grant says immigration officials stopped him and his wife at London's Heathrow Airport and asked their kids, "Are these your mom and dad?" Hugh called it intrusive, insulting, and creepy.
What? Is it? They do that all the time.
That's just how he took it.
Huh.
Hugh has been in 3 of the 4 Bridget Jones movies.
Oh.
Who stars as Bridget Jones in those films?
Oh, my gosh.
Gotta up your rom-com game, man.
Yeah, Renee Zellweger.
Yes.
That was a straight-up guess.
1-1.
Wow. Let's go. That kind of day.
Elton John says his vision loss is so bad that he can't watch his sons play soccer or rugby anymore.
Oh, that's sad.
But he's still grateful to have the life he has. What was the name of the biopic about Elton's life starring Taron Egerton?
Rocket Man.
That is correct. 2-1. Mark Hoppus from Blink-182 went on a date with Melissa Joan Hart once back in the day. And he said it was awful. And they didn't click at all. Finish this lyric from Blink-182's All the Small Things.
Late night. I know she left me roses by the stairs.
You know I didn't even care. Oh.
How dare you?
What was it?
Surprises let me know she cares.
Oh, okay.
You were one word off, Melissa.
You know, I think too, with Melissa Joan Hart, you know, she married another lead singer of another band after that, a band called Course of Nature. Do you remember them?
No, I do not.
They didn't have quite the success.
But are you insinuating that lead singers of bands sometimes get girls?
They do sometimes get the Hollywood starlet.
Who knew?
It's true.
2-1. Question number four. Actors who nailed their role so well that no one could ever compare includes Johnny Depp as Jack Sparrow,
mm-hmm.
Mike Myers as Austin Powers,
okay,
and Gene Wilder as Willy Wonka.
Okay.
Two actors have played Wonka since Gene Wilder.
Mm-hmm.
Can you name both of them?
Timothy Chalamet is one of them. And who was he? Was it Johnny Depp?
I don't know, was it?
Yeah.
Yes, it was. 3-1.
A little bit of a trick question there, Dan. You had me second-guessing myself.
And question number five. Today, in 2005, Pope John Paul II's funeral took place. Mm-hmm. Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger was elected 2 weeks later and took the name Pope Benedict XVI. Mm-hmm. What signifies the election of a new pope?
Oh, the smoke, the gray smoke being released out of the
what system. Color smoke?
The white smoke. It's gray and then it's white.
Well, it's black if they don't elect one, and it's white once they do elect
like
one.
Like I said, white.
4-1.
Hey, I'll take it. God bless you.
Carson gets the win. He's a wrecking ball today, Melissa. He's feeling himself.
Yeah, congratulations.
We appreciate you calling.
Yeah, no, thank you, Melissa. We appreciate that. And you did win yourself a pair of tickets to go see Mary J. Blige. She's going to be with Neo and Mario April 14th at the TD Garden. Tickets are on sale now at LiveNation.com. But you're going for free, so you enjoy the show, Melissa, okay?
Thank you.
Now, what would you like to say to Carson before we leave?
I'm Melissa from Abington, and I cannot conquer Carson.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 1041.
Well, we are so excited to have with us the general manager of the T, Philip Eng. Good morning.
Good morning.
Grab that microphone. Get it really close to you.
All right.
Just like that the T at Rush Hour, we're all going to jam together. Nice and close.
That's what we like. We want more riders. Yes, absolutely. Crowded trains, crowded buses, crowded ferries. You got it.
So my first question to you is, did you take the T to the radio station?
I did take the T. I took the 1517 out of South Station to Boston Landing and took a nice 10-minute stroll here.
Yeah, it and from what I've read is you ride the T all the time. Was that did you plan on doing that when you moved here, or was it something you decided after you got here?
No, I intended to ride the T. I use it whether it's coming to and from work.
Mm-hmm.
I use it in the evenings, on weekends. I like to use the system to make sure I'm feeling exactly what the riders are, but it's also quite honestly the best way to get around. Traffic is pretty tough.
In Boston, no.
Well, I'm used to traffic everywhere I seem to have lived.
Right. I want to read you the headline. We've talked a lot about this in this story in the Boston Globe. And it was written by a woman named Shannon Larson. And she writes, "Riders had lost hope in the T. Then came Train Daddy Eng." What did you think when you saw that story?
Well, you know what? It's nice to know that there's more confidence coming back because I truly believe not only have we accomplished a lot in 2 years, but I really believe the future is very bright and we are the fourth largest system in the country, but I want us to be the best system, and we're demonstrating that we can do things differently and deliver that world-class system that they deserve.
Are you aware how much that nickname has caught on, and do you embrace Train Daddy?
My kids do follow the social media more than me. You know what? If that's what it takes to keep moving in the right direction,
right.
I love it. The public has been phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
They've welcomed me from day one. I remember the first weeks I went on a bicycle right over by Boston Street there. Just, hey, Phil, thank you for coming. And, you know, that really gets you going because it is about the public that we're serving, the riders, the feedback. And there is a lot of excitement because we have a lot of great things going on. And I've built a really strong team. And because of them, we want to keep showing that we can improve every day.
Right.
So before you, because I've lived here my whole life, and people were accepting this job, and then they would do a press conference, and then they would be gone in 4 months. And it was like a revolving door. And we would sit here and go, this job's a nightmare. No one's going to keep this job.
Mm-hmm.
So what drew you to it in the first place, and what made you stick around?
Well, when I saw the challenges that the T was experiencing, I remember talking to my wife and saying that, you know, I was contacted about the possibility. And as more I heard about it, I said I would do it a little bit differently, or I might do something else. And I kept saying, if I have this chance, we could turn it around. And if I didn't believe that, I wouldn't have taken the role. Governor, the lieutenant governor, when I met with them in the beginning, they were phenomenal in terms of their commitment towards really making transportation what it should be. And supporting and giving me the resources I need. And I remember telling my wife, and she knows it, I don't usually just take a role for 1 year, 2 years. I'm looking to be here long enough to make a difference and set the organization on for long-term success.
We're talking to Philip Eng, the GM of the T. Well, there are a lot of sleepless nights slowing down so many trains because we were all pretty upset at that. That was a tough time to have to deal through that. You know, I mentioned to you off the air, my son takes the train every day. He rides it to school and back to school. He's a city kid now, started in the seventh grade. He's now in the eighth grade. And I would hear these stories every day. The train wasn't running. The train stopped. We had to take a bus. It was a lot of difficult times, and a lot of people were very upset. How did you get through that, and how are you feeling now afterwards?
Well, I think everything we do day after day, hour by hour, we know that we could have a challenge that really interrupts somebody's travels. But what we're looking to do is to really get the system where those are fewer and farther apart. Mm-hmm. When they do happen, the real thing is, are the employees, the public, are they safe? How do we get them to where they need to safely and minimize the impacts? And I think a lot of that goes to not only fixing our infrastructure, getting new trains, fixing our signals, but also the communication piece. And we were talking earlier before the show, the education piece as well. When something does happen, you know, we have folks there to help guide and advise. Don't do things on your own. Mm-hmm. Listen to the safety personnel, the operations personnel, and our police, because that's the key to making sure if something happens, we want to make sure everyone is safe and gets home safely.
We used to do a game on this show. I want to play you some audio. Listen to this.
Now, it's time to get on board with Three on the T.
We used to play this game where we would ride the T, and then we would meet people and ask them questions about, just about what was going on in the world. So here I am riding on the T, talking to this woman, and she shares a funny story about something she's seen on the T.
All right, Stacy, so what's the craziest thing you've ever seen riding on the T?
These crazy young kids were doing flips and had a big stereo system, and they were dancing to all techno and doing flips on the chairs on the railings.
So they just started to throw a party right there on the T.
It was pretty cool.
Get up, start doing the robot or anything?
Nah, I threw the money though. They were G's.
I don't know why kids love to get on the T and love to go dancing.
Well, you know, that's what part makes it so interesting and fun.
Right.
I don't know if I advise all sorts of habits because some could be a little dangerous in the system. But certainly the ability to get on and enjoy the trip and really just kind of interact with each other, I think, is something also that makes a big difference. Commuter riders, you know, they are prone to take their same seats. They know the people they ride with.
Right.
And the, you know, the engineers and the conductors, they get to know them as well, and it becomes one big family.
Okay, we're going to take some questions now. We're going to open it up. You can call or text us at 617-655-1234, 617-655-1234. Philip Ang, the GM of the T, is here to take your questions. We'll do that next on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
We have the GM of the T, Philip Ang, is in this morning. Hello, hello, hello. Thank you. It's good to have you in this morning.
No, it's been fun so far. Let's keep going.
Okay, so
we'll try to keep it fun.
We're going to get some questions from people that listen to the show. We have Christine from Franklin. Say hello to Philip Ang.
Hello. Hi.
Hi, Christine. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Fantastic.
So we are opening a children's museum in Franklin, and it abuts the commuter rail, and we were wondering, since we blew out part of the wall to create a huge window for the transportation exhibit and our train table, we were wondering if you would be able to do anything. There's like kind of an old container there that could use a coat of paint or anything that would support the museum in terms of getting our doors open or partnering with us or just helping to provide a really fun experience for the kiddos in our area.
Well, certainly let us take a look at that. We'd love children to be able to see and experience what mass transportation can be. That's the best time to start teaching and educating. And, you know, there's nothing better than a partnership. So let us have a chance to see what concerns you have or what there needs to be done. And if it's possible, certainly we want to work through. Maybe we could get the contact
information. Yeah, I have her contact, I think, in front of me. So we'll definitely connect you guys. Thank you. Thank you, Christine.
That would be incredible. Thank you.
All right.
See, thanks, Christine.
Making things happen.
See, that's great. That's the wonderful thing about you coming in and doing this is there, you know, at the grassroots of what is around the T is a lot of people living their daily lives. And, you know, you could be a big bonus to that. You could be a big help.
Well, it's important how we work with the communities that we serve, but also the communities that join us. You know, that is all tied to, you know, just improving the quality of life.
And right.
It's exciting to be part of that.
So, Philip, I am a huge fan. I'm going to pivot here on you. I'm a huge fan of the TV show Love on the Spectrum on Netflix.
Yes.
Which, if you are unfamiliar, is about people on the autism spectrum trying to navigate romance and dating. And there's a new cast member this season who is from Boston. Her name is Perry. And her special interest is trains, but it's not just, it's specifically the MBTA. And, like, she'll show up and cheer when the train comes. She knows every type of car and engine, and she has, like, a big T sign. Is there a large subculture of, like, train fanatics in the MBTA? And have you met Perry?
There is a large subculture of not only train fanatics at the MBTA, but across the country.
Right.
I have met Perry many times. She is terrific, as she would say. do not spoil
that.
Anything on the show, because we were chatting about it in the office yesterday. I do want to watch it. She's fantastic. And she is our biggest fan, I think.
You have to be like her Bono.
That's pretty good. You get to meet a lot of people. I met a couple of people. I took the commuter rail up to Newburyport one time, and there was a gentleman on the train, and he was just schooling me in everything, and the types of trains and the new trains versus the old trains. Did you ever imagine a day that this would be your life? Was this something that you dreamed about as a kid?
Well, I think as a kid, always played with trains, played with cars. So transportation, I think, is in my DNA. Didn't know that I'd have this opportunity to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's exciting. And if you don't mind, I'd be remiss if I don't say this is Autism Month. And the MBTA is now in our second year of celebrating that and participating with Autism Transit Project, where you'll see and hear, as you're traveling in our system, announcements being done by children with autism, and really being able to engage with them, because
that's
they
incredible.
Have a strong passion and our ability to support everybody is really important.
You're going to make this really hard to be mad the next time you have to slow down a zone or something. How kind you're being here this morning, Philip.
I mean, it's Boston. We'll find a way.
All right, a couple of other questions that are coming in. If you had an unlimited budget, what would you do? What would be the first thing that you would address with an unlimited budget? They have just, the governor has handed you a blank check and said, do with it what you like.
Well, I thought you meant for me, myself.
Oh,
you,
yes.
You meant for work.
No, it's got to be for the tea.
Well, I think what, you know, really is important is I look at our system as a gateway to communities and gateway to our system.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to be able to, like, instantly modernize and upgrade every single station that we have, every single facility for our employees. But at the same time, you know, the important part right now is getting our system back to where it should be.
Right.
So I would fix tracks, fix power, fix signals.
Mm-hmm.
How we would do that, it wouldn't be one big diversion, because that would be a long one. But it would be one where we're going to make this system something that Bostonians and Massachusetts Commonwealth residents can all be proud of. Talking a little earlier, you know, we are the fourth largest in the country, but I want us to be the best.
I feel like a lot of times with the T, it's like another sports team we have in this town, because we all have opinions about how it should be done, where the money should go, who the players should be, and then when it doesn't quite go right, we all like just fire everybody and start over, which I know is not the right thing to do. Is there a public transportation system around the country that you look to and say, wow, they're doing some really good things, could we do that?
Well, we always look at other agencies. We want best practices, but at the same time, a lot of them are all facing very similar challenges. What
right.
I will say, though, is that agencies actually have been reaching out to us to ask us how we've done the successful work that we did in just a short period of time. There are agencies,
wow.
if you look, they have speed restrictions throughout their system.
Right.
We eliminated them in just over a year, which a lot of folks did not believe we could do,
mm-hmm.
but that's because of the leadership team I have, the workforce that we've been rebuilding. We really are moving in the right direction, and I just want everyone to know the best is yet to come, really.
Mm, that is fantastic. I think we just finish it up right there.
Yeah, we love you. Please never quit.
Not going anywhere. Sorry, honey.
And one last question from the 71. Thoughts on the MBTA, the musical? LOL? Do you know anything about that?
Wow, yes. I saw that twice last year. It's fantastic.
There's an MBTA musical?
Had no idea.
It's about being stuck in the system. Well, I'm hoping to change the
narrative,
the
plot.
Yes. We are going to go back this year. We're going to take a lot of the team with us.
Okay.
And we may have a little surprise. We may even have them performing one of their things in one of our stations.
Oh, well, that's fantastic. Well, we appreciate you coming in and doing this. It was wonderful to meet you. Hopefully, we get you back again soon to take some more questions.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
All right, everybody. There he is. Philip Eng, the GM of the Teak.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Oh, no, no, no. You can conquer Carson. You can conquer Carson. No.
Can't Beat Kennedy, sponsored by our good friends at Subaru.
Mm-hmm.
Love spring in a new Subaru, SubaruofNewEngland.com. Carson, say what's up to Steve from Saugus.
Steve, what's going on, my friend?
What's up, man?
Hey, Steve, question for you. What's the best restaurant on Route 1, and why is it Kowloon?
Leading the witness.
I'd have to go with Prince. My kids eat Prince a lot.
Oh, Prince is good too. Did they shut down the Hooters? Yeah. Did I hear that rumor? Is it still open?
I don't know. I know the sign's there still. I don't know.
Maybe it's still open.
There in a while.
I mean, the Hilltop sign is still there. It doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, I think I saw that Hooters was going bankrupt, but maybe they were keeping the restaurants open. I can't remember. All right,
Steve, can you kick Carson out of the studio?
Carson, can you please leave the studio?
Yes, of course. Good luck, Steve.
Thank you.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Carson, you're going to win $100. Are you ready, Steve?
Yes, I am.
All right. Actress Robin Wright turns 59 today. She played Jenny in Forrest Gump, Claire Underwood on House of Cards, and Princess Buttercup in which movie?
Princess Bride?
Question 2. 25 years ago today, Saturday Night Live aired their now classic More Cowbell skit. Which actor who was hosting that night delivered this line? Take a listen for me.
Guess what? I got a fever. And the only prescription is more cowbell.
Oh, it's on the tip of my tongue. Oh, my God. Huge fan, too. Actually, forgot his name.
All right, question.
I was hoping you're going to say Will Ferrell.
Question number 3. Starting today, Sabrina Carpenter will join Fortnite as the new Season 8 icon, letting players dress like the pop star and perform her songs. Speaking of, which Sabrina song does she sing these lyrics? Too bad your ex don't do it for you. Walked in and dream came true it for you. Soft skin and I perfumed it for you. I know I'm out and do it for you.
Espresso?
Look at you. And question number 4. Netflix was the winning bidder on a reality competition show based on the board game Monopoly. Steve, there are 4 railroads in Monopoly. Can you name 3 of them?
Oh, railroads in Monopoly. I should know this. No, I really can't.
Well, thank you for not wasting my time.
I haven't played that in so long.
Question number 5. BuzzFeed made a list of overhyped movies and TV shows, and it includes Succession, Euphoria, and Midsommar. What is the name of the company the Roy family is fighting over in the show Succession?
Oh, God, you're killing me. I got one right. I'll just admit it.
All right, let's get Carson back in the studio.
Carson!
Welcome back, Carson.
Yes.
Steve from Saugus. He got 2 out of 5 correct.
All right. Nice job, Steve. Oh, nice work. Not bad.
One more than he thought he was going to.
Yep.
Are you ready?
Yeah, all set.
Actress Robin Wright, 59 years old today. She played Jenny in Forrest Gump, Claire Underwood on House of Cards, and Princess Buttercup in which movie?
Princess Buttercup?
I said what I said.
Princess Buttercup in which movie? Dragon's Lair.
The Princess Bride. 1-0 for Steve.
You say so.
It's one of the best comedies of all time, sir. 25 years ago today, Saturday Night Live aired their now classic More Cowbell skit. Which actor who was hosting that night delivered this line?
Guess what? I got a fever. And the only prescription is more cowbell.
Wow, I'm having such a brain fart right now because I watched the entire episode of the behind the scenes where they talked about that sketch. And I just cannot remember his name right now. And it is Steve Buscemi. No, that's not it.
Christopher Walken.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, you're choking.
I'm in my head.
Steve, he's choking. You might get this money yet.
Did he get that one?
I might.
No, but he got The Princess Bride. It's 1-0.
1-0.
Okay. Into question 3.
All right. How many did he get right?
He got 2 correct.
Okay.
But they get progressively harder. I don't know if you know how the rules work.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Question number 3. Starting today, Sabrina Carpenter will join Fortnite as the new Season 8 icon, letting players dress like the pop star and perform her songs.
Which 14-year-old boy is going to be happy about this?
Speaking of, which Sabrina song does she sing this? Too bad your ex don't do it for you. Walked in and dream came true to for you. Soft skin and I perfumed it for you. I know. I'm out and do it for you.
That is espresso, Dan.
That is correct. 2-1. Question number 4.
Two grown men know their lyrics to Sabrina Carpenter's song.
And I would look deep in your eyes while I said those lyrics. It made me uncomfortable.
It was very awkward.
2-1. Netflix was the winning bidder on a reality competition show based on the board game Monopoly.
Okay.
There are 4 railroads in Monopoly. Name 3.
Oh, my gosh. That's hard. So reading is one of them. Let's see. I'm gonna say, name 3 of the 4 railroads. Reading, Pennsylvania. I don't know. I'm just guessing at this point.
Reading Railroad.
It's Reading.
For sure, it's Reading, but Pennsylvania Railroad, B&O Railroad, and Short Line.
Oh, okay. I had 2. That's not bad.
1.5. Question number 5, what you need.
Oh, boy.
Or you're going to suit your way sales money. BuzzFeed made a list of overhyped movies and TV shows, and it includes Succession, Euphoria, and Midsommar.
Okay.
What is the name of the company the Roy family is fighting over in Succession?
That is another great... Waystar?
I need the full name. You're halfway there.
Oh, come on. I don't know. I don't know. Waystar Media Foundation. Waystar. I mean, I feel like Waystar is it.
Waystar Royco.
Oh, man, that is tough.
Not for Steve. He just won $100.
Hey, let's go,
nice,
Steve.
Nice. We won.
Hey. Oh, I fell apart. The wheels are off the bus, Dan. What can I say?
Oh, Steve, thank you for playing. We appreciate your time.
A couple of text messages real quick from the 781. Hooters is still open.
We love it.
Applause. Also from the 978, Steve has the deepest voice I have ever heard.
Yeah, you should be doing voiceovers.
You should be doing what I'm doing.
So like I said, you do get $100 of Sal's money for your victory. And Carson, is there anything you want to say to Steve?
Yes. My name is Carson. I am from God's country, Charlestown, and I can't conquer Steve.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow the Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.